Sri Lankan Christians will play a key role in reconciliation. A bombing in Pakistan injures Christians, and missionaries are reaching out to displaced people in Papua. These stories and more are coming up on today's edition of Mission Network News, a daily news service of Cornerstone University of Grand Rapids, Michigan. I'm Greg Yoder. Conditions at some of the camps for internally displaced persons in Sri Lanka remain difficult. People are waiting to return home, if there is one to go back to. Roads are still closed. What were lush fields are riddled with mines. That will likely mean a food shortage in the fall. Faith Comes By Hearing's Doug Harstein says they're partnering with local churches.
One of the top priorities for them is to provide food, of course, but also to find out what regions have been the most damaged, and then they can go in through churches in those regions or through ministries through those regions, also help them get together planting new fields.
IDPs urgently need a message of hope. Harstein says their team is expanding their ministry in the region that hasn't been opened before.
The Salem Bible Society has been using the Tamil language in the tea fields in central Sri Lanka and in northern central Sri Lanka, but not in this particular region at this time.
They're sending out a recording and outreach team to record the Tamil audio Bible using indigenous Tamil voices.
Faith Comes By Hearing is going to be supporting them with the audio scriptures, and we're putting in 250 audio scriptures for them to start with.
Next, explosions rocked the streets of Hassalpur, Pakistan on June 13th when a parcel bomb went off. According to International Christian Concern, at least 10 Christians were injured, including 4 women and 2 children. This bombing is just a part of the increasing violence against minorities since the military campaign against the Taliban began. Pray for Pakistani Christians as they face growing persecution. Pray they'll remain courageous in their faith. You're listening to Mission Network News. In Papua, a new mission field has opened up for TEAM, the Evangelical Alliance Mission. Thousands of Javanese Muslims have been sent to non-Muslim Papua by the Indonesian government. Even though the church in Papua is thriving and many nationals have heard the gospel, these Muslims haven't. Brent Preston with TEAM says,
so our goal there is to show the love of Christ to these Muslim people that are coming onto this island that they did not grow up on and they really know nothing about.
However, the Papuans have not been very open to the Javanese.
Even in the church, there's not a deep love for these Javanese Muslims coming in.
So TEAM wants to change the attitude of the Papuan Christians to help them show God's love. They also want to minister to them through building a community center.
Through that community center, our missionaries will hope to seek to build relationships with the Javanese Muslims, and then through that, share the gospel of Christ.
Visit our website to learn how to help. Next, Words of Hope is preparing to expand its radio broadcast into Sudan, says Vice President for Broadcasting, Leedy Young.
We're also exploring with the people inside Sudan relationships with other FM stations as well, so that we can begin to use a greater amount of local FM station broadcasting in addition to and perhaps eventually in place of the shortwave.
Words of Hope broadcasts in 5 different languages in Sudan. Some of its programs are among the most listened to in the region, where people rely on radio for information.
Audience research in the past 2 years has indicated that in some parts of Sudan, the shortwave broadcasts are the most listened to communications media of any that were surveyed. Radio is really the primary medium for many in South Sudan.
Pray many listeners will respond to the gospel. And India Partners is building a new home for orphaned children in India. A couple took 5 children into their home in 2003. They now care for 16 kids in addition to the 2 of their own. They've had to turn away more kids because Little Lamps Children's Home is over capacity. The new house will make room for 24 more children, but it still has $8,000 left to support. Go to our website to learn how you can help give these children a future and introduce them to the gospel. Mission Network News is a daily news service of Cornerstone University of Grand Rapids, Michigan. Would you like a resource to help you understand how God is at work in Ghana? One Hope is making available a free copy of the DVD, A Child's Voice. It's the story of a young man in Ghana who was miraculously changed by the power of God's Word. Get A Child's Voice at 1-800-995-4828 or click on the link at missionnetworknews.org. I'm Greg Yoder.